came to mind how I need to shift the way that I act or the way that I behave, depending on where I am, because I come from Rwanda, so in East Africa, and it is definitely not a country that is pro-LGBT, and, like, gay people and, like, homosexuality is not really a conversation. And then I lived in Kenya, where it's definitely, or at least I did my teenage years in Kenya, and it was easier to find gay people. You know, when you're a teenager, it's actually something that you go into. So I know that in Kenya there is somewhat of a community, but it's very, like, not secret per se, but, like, it's almost, like, very underground. Like, you really need to go looking for them if you're gonna find them. And, so when I'm in Kenya, or, like, at least when I'm in Kenya or Rwanda, I need to be very careful about not being too gay, or, like, not really being very open about the fact that I like women, or exclusively like women, that it's not really a conversation that I can have. Or a conversation that I've ever had with my family members. But then when I'm in Berlin, it's something different, because I do feel very free and not worried about telling people I'm gay, or wearing very obviously, like, gay pins or a gay bracelet or some, like, a shirt that says something gay. Like, that's not a problem. I feel very comfortable doing that. But then I feel like the price I pay for being comfortable with the sexuality aspect of myself is then the race, because I am black. And so walking the streets of Berlin, especially in the winter, there's really isn't that many black people here, even in the summer. Like, there's, you see more, but not that much.
Yep.
And so I feel like as much as I can be openly gay in Berlin, it feels like I can't necessarily be openly black, because I have had racist encounters before. And I feel like it's something that I need to be very careful about, or something that needs to be on my mind, like, as soon as I step out of the house. But back at home, obviously, majority, 90-95% of people there are black. Like, I don't have to worry about being racially profiled. I don't have to worry about somebody calling me a slur. I don't have to worry about somebody treating me any sort of specific way because of my skin color. But here I do. And then it's the opposite back home, because I would be treated differently because of my sexuality, but not my skin color. So it's like those two different experiences, or like those two different worlds where I need to kind of find some sort of balance, or where I need to code switch between what I can say, what I can't say, what I can wear and what I cannot wear. And every single time, I mean, it depends on where I am, but I think that it's a shame, because I think anybody wants to be able to live 100% of all their truths.